04.
We already did that one, sir.
Oh, sorry. My apologies. Item Q1.
I have one speaker, Mary Doyle.
Good evening, Board President Arancibia and Superintendent Aguirre, staff, trustees, community, and student trustee Ringfield. My name is Mary Doyle, and I'm a retired Sweetwater teacher and resident of Imperial Beach, and I want to thank you for considering this resolution. I also want to thank the MVH JROTC for their presentation earlier. But I urge you to vote yes on Resolution Q1 on tonight's agenda. Since I first asked this board to consider a resolution back in January decrying the water sewage crisis, many other voices have joined in the chorus and added more data. South Bay Union School Board approved a proclamation February 8th. On February 13th, the State Assembly, led by David Alvarez, unanimously approved a water sewage resolution. Yet another study came out from the San Diego School of Public Health February 14th discussing the contaminants in both air, ground, and water and the risks for human illness. Dr. Stiegler Granados from San Diego State used the term environmental justice, and I quote, as our border communities are often with limited economic resources, they already have an increased risk of chronic disease. Back on January 11th, Representative Scott Peters spoke at the U.S. House of Representatives floor asking for the $310 million, mentioning, and I quote, so much. For example, the risk of national security, where Navy SEALs train in waters contaminated by human feces, the odors of hazardous hydrogen sulfide in neighborhoods, and the work Mexico is doing on their side of the border, which is more than we are so far. I have visited and spoken at 7 school board meetings in the last month and written emails and sent South Bay's proclamation out to all the trustees and superintendents as well. South Bay Union, Sweetwater, San Ysidro Elementary, Coronado Unified, San Diego City Schools, Chula Vista Elementary, and National City Elementary. It's been a fun tour, and I can afford to do that because I'm retired. I urge everyone to attend other school board meetings. You see how things are run just right next door. I've heard from staff at every district but one, Coronado, and I'll visit them this week with more data and more urgency. I'm thanking you in advance for voting yes. Every voice, every statement, every request adds to the chorus. This is just an infrastructure issue. If you remember the $6 million man from the 70s, and I know that dates myself, there's that quote, we have the technology, we can repair this, or him. We do need more than $6 million, Washington, D.C. We need $310 million, and it seems like every year there's a few more. Every month they add more. So thank you in advance. Please vote yes on Q1. It really helps.
No further speakers.
So moved.
Second.
Just to make a quick comment, if I may. Our mayor of Imperial Beach sent along a message for us, pointing out that it truly is not just a South Bay issue, a local issue. This is a major international health crisis that we're confronting, and it gets worse and worse every day. According to Paloma Aguirre, our mayor in Imperial Beach, the U.S. International Boundary and Water Commission has documented over 100 billion gallons of toxic effluent into California through the Tijuana River, with an additional 35 billion gallons crossing the international border since December 28th alone. This ongoing inundation of sewage creates the most polluted stretch of sandy beach in our entire country. The community of Imperial Beach and many communities here in the South Bay are bearing the brunt of this environmental disaster, with over 817 consecutive days of beach closures due to ongoing influx of sewage, industrial discharges, and trash from the Tijuana River. This pollution, this gross pollution, must stop. And that means that not just our local officials need to step up and be counted, but we need an emergency declaration to protect this entire region from other players here in our region, from the state, and most especially the federal government, which has allocated well over $300 million just in the last couple of years and is slow in actually giving it away and getting it spent. We do see a repair of pumps now with the latest $150 million that came into the pockets regionally, but most of that money has been spent on our side of the border, where most of the money is going to have to be spent in the future with Punta Banderas and that constant flow of sewage from Tijuana, a city twice our size with twice our population that is has no modern sewage system. It's raw sewage going down into the valley and down into the beaches. And so we must have partners from the state and federal government. That's why we are bringing this resolution forward, so we can join the other many responsible and concerned voices that want this this offense to our environment and our public health to stop.
So we have a motion and a second?
Yes. Ringfield?
Yes.
Arancibia?
Yes.
Emerald?
Yes.
Lopez Beda?
Yes.
Segura?
Yes.
Solis?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0.